Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Be Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. Cat just didn't throw up on the rug. How you doing? I mean, like the biggest pile too. Like, oh, it's so disgusting. Cats are awful because my place, I would say, is 90% hardwood floor. Now, if the cats throw up 5 times a week, there's a 100% chance that they're always throwing up on the carpet. I don't know if they like want to throw up on the carpet. Oh, it drives me insane. And I just keep throwing carpets out because they keep ruining them. How you doing? That's how I'm doing. You've heard how I'm doing. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited. My son's birthday party is on Saturday at Two Bit Circus, which... I've never been there.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's like the coolest arcade in all of Los Angeles. It's like a futuristic arcade. They have a lot of virtual reality. They even have virtual reality, not just games, virtual reality mazes. It's super dope. So excited for that and excited to do this show and to get something off my chest.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. I'm a very sensitive person. And even though I have thick skin, I don't mind people thinking negatively about me. I just don't like being misunderstood. That's why, like, the beginning of last show, I felt like so many people misunderstood me with the whole Caroline Flack thing. And then we ended the dang show with somebody criticizing me over Meghan Markle. I just want, and I've been thinking about that. Like, I'm really trying to analyze how people could perceive that. Like, I give my opinion, but I don't think I've said anything really bad about her. And in addition, it was interesting because I think that person that called last Monday or this Monday is American, right? She was American, if I remember correctly. American people think about Meghan Markle and this story much differently than British people do. And that's a fact. A lot of British people have been criticizing Meghan Markle and Prince Harry over doing this paid speaking engagement recently. And then they also criticized them over this report that Prince Harry was having talks with Goldman Sachs, the investment bank. Mm-hmm. And I see nothing wrong with that. I think I've said before, or if you've never heard me, like, I love money. I love capitalism. I also love helping other people. And I think that free education and free healthcare should be a thing in America. But make that money, Prince Harry. Make that money, Meghan Markle. There's nothing wrong with that.
I think a lot of it comes from envy, though, Perez. I think people just, you know, they see people making money off of their name or for whatever reason, and they get angry about it. I don't know why. It has nothing to do with them. Who cares how people make their money if they're not hurting anyone? And they're not hurting anyone. Maybe people just feel like they're getting some sort of pass. And I say to that, you don't know their life. Their life is probably a lot more difficult than you could ever comprehend or understand. So it's just a jealousy. It just comes back to jealousy. That's all.
I even specifically said on this podcast a couple of weeks ago, exploit your mother's name and image and everything. He's Princess Diana's son. He can, yeah. I think.
He can, yeah. And that's not easy, by the way, being Princess Diana's son. I mean, that's not an easy life. I'm sure it's not.
Also, a lot of British people were thinking strongly about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry when they announced... No, they didn't announce. Buckingham Palace confirmed reports that they fired their entire UK staff. About 15 people that worked for Meghan and Harry are now out of a job. And most of those people were not able to find other jobs within the royal family because a lot of those jobs were in communications. They're professionals, but also they are now out of a job. And even if they sign confidentiality agreements, you can speak confidentially and off the record. I'm not saying they should do this, but I would not be surprised if in the next few weeks or months, there are a lot more negative stories about Meghan Markle and Prince Harry
right.
in the British media, because there's a lot of laid off people that are laid off because the fact that they just laid off all these folks means the likelihood of them returning to the UK is slim to none. Like, they're probably mm-hmm. not any time in the next few years returning to live there. And that's also, for many British people, a bitter pill to swallow. Like, not only, because I would imagine, not in their eyes, not only did Prince Harry leave his family, Prince Harry left his people, is how they see it.
I can see that, I guess.
Do you want somebody to talk to? Well, I would love to talk to you all, but I don't know if I can give the best advice. However, now you can connect with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment and talk about anything. Everything is confidential, and this is so convenient. I'm talking about BetterHelp online counseling. You can get help at your own time, at your own pace. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. And if you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time at no additional charge. This is affordable, professional, secure, convenient, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. BetterHelp online counseling is also available on your desktop. It's available via mobile web or on an Android or iOS app. All you have to do now to get 10% off your first month is go to betterhelp.com/Perez. That's betterhelp.com/Perez. Just fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Go to betterhelp.com/Perez. I got to give congratulations to Justin Bieber. He shaved off his mustache.
He did? I didn't see that.
Yes, it just happened earlier this week. A lot of people, including his wife, did not love it. So the mustache is gone. And he has the number one album in America. If projections hold up, his new album is expected to debut with between 270,000 to 320,000 units, which, wait, let me see if I can find really quick. Well, it's hard to compare because his last album came out 5 years ago.
Yeah, everything's changed.
But it is more accurate to compare him to one of his peers. And Bieber is expected to do between 270 and 320. Harry Styles, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly, did 450K plus in America his first
wow.
week. So
interesting.
Just to put that into perspective, it's good, but some might consider it a disappointment when you compare Harry Styles and Justin Bieber. Bieber, whether you like Yummy or not, did have a, quote, hit single. Yummy did reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100, and Harry Styles mm-hmm. didn't even get a single top 10. Well, I don't think any of the singles off the Harry album did top 10 on the Hot 100, did they?
The first one would be the only one, I think.
But I don't think it did.
I don't think the single, even at radio, I think it peaked at 11. I think it's still at 11. I don't know if it's went top 10 yet.
No.
That tells you anything. I don't know what kind of gauge that is.
Well, you know what? The more I think one of the reasons that Harry Styles album did so well, this new Harry Styles album is so much better than the first one. I keep listening to it and I love it. And actually, Adore You, that song's smash.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it's so, so good. And it gets better the more you listen to it.
Speaking of Justin Bieber, he had an interview recently with Zane Lowe over at Apple Beats One, and he broke down in tears talking about Billie Eilish and wanting to support her and be there for her and wanting to make sure that she doesn't go through a lot of the hardships that he went through. And I love to see artists be human and be vulnerable and be real. And that was a really powerful moment. And also, it was really sweet. Billie Eilish reposted that clip and just with a simple caption, "Stream Changes," the new Justin Bieber album. And then she posted some old photos of her. Mm-hmm. One old photo that I had never seen of her in a Justin Bieber t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And then another photo that I had never seen. I had seen some of her old Bieber stuff, but she had even more, which is like she was a big Belieber.
Big time.
Another one was a photo of her room that said, Billy's room, Belieber forever, or something like that. I thought it was really cute.
So cute.
In a fan event, Bieber also revealed...
Why are you laughing? What'd he do?
He also revealed that he and his wife, Haley, have sex all day.
Oh, yes.
And I will just not have any more comments. speaking of...
Why not? Who are you?
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I just... Maybe that's just TMI. I don't know. I just probably would not have shared that.
Right.
But I don't mind over... I don't mind oversharing. I don't mind. Okay. I like oversharing. Speaking of Billie Eilish, did you listen to that new James Bond theme song of hers, No Time
to
Die?
Yeah.
I love Billie Eilish. And I like a lot of the music she's released. Most of it. Almost all of it. But this one specifically, to me, it just feels like a Lana Del Rey ripoff. And not even... a good one, like a Lana Del Rey B-side, in my opinion.
Well, you know what I always say about soundtrack songs? They're soundtracks. And if you think of Bond movies, and I watch a lot of them, and you think about, you know, sort of the underwater outro, and it's bubbly, and it's dark, and it's mysterious and weird, I think this song's going to play real cool in that moment of what it's supposed to be. I don't look at it as a single.
But I don't know if it's going to be winning the Oscar like the Adele one did for Skyfall.
Well, that was a really good song. Mostly soundtrack songs kind of blow, but that was a good song.
I disagree. Actually, you know what? Just very briefly, I got the soundtrack for the Birds of Prey album, the Harley Quinn. There are so many good songs. That's a whoever did that, if you're listening, that is a great soundtrack. And especially because there's so many young artists on there, like... It's like the future of music. Like the Saweetie had a major bop on there with this other girl named Galaxera that I had never even heard of. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Check out that soundtrack if you guys are into some new music. Did you hear the new Sam Smith song?
I did.
It's called To Die For. And I did not die for it.
I don't like the opening vocals because they sound auto-tuned and it's a little kind of screechy and very unlike Sam. I didn't like the production of it, so I'm not sure if it's the production I don't like or the song, but I'm not in yet. But famous last words. I always turn around on songs. It takes me a while to get some sometimes, so maybe I'll turn the corner on this. But I'm with you. I'm not dying for it either.
It's disappointing because it's the first song off of his upcoming album, and he's released so many great songs recently. Although most of the songs he's released recently are actually up-tempo songs that have been hits for him. And this is definitely not an up-tempo song, but he already let us know that the next song off the new album is an up-tempo song. So maybe he's just like sensing that people weren't going to be all about this one and whatever. Speaking of music news, Adele revealed at her dear friend's wedding, what a great way to make an announcement like this, that her new album is coming out in September.
Wow.
Finally, we have a release date. I think like Bieber, her last album also came out 5 years ago. This is how, you know, I guess it just depends on who you are. It probably wouldn't work if you're a brand new artist. Like, if Camila Cabello waited 5 years in between albums, I don't know if that would have been the smartest strategy.
Maybe she should have.
Well, she definitely should have taken a little more time, because I think she released her follow-up album 12 months later.
Yeah.
A little more time would have been a good thing, but maybe not 5 years. I'm excited for that. She even performed at her best friend's wedding, a couple of hits. So good.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, good on her. Speaking of musicians, I now just need Rihanna to announce when she's releasing her album. Still don't have a release date on that, and she had previously said it was going to come out last year in 2019. But she continues to spend time with ASAP Rocky. They've been spotted hanging out a lot lately, and even went out to dinner, just the two of them. So a lot of folks think they're dating. I think they even dated in the past, didn't they? I think they previously dated.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
And they might be back together now.
She's in the studio with Pharrell, so I got to think music is soon.
Yeah.
At least a single. The rumor is that there's a single within a couple of weeks. But rumors with Rihanna, she could pull the plug on that tomorrow. You know, who knows?
I hope so. We didn't get a chance to talk about this next story in our last episode, but I wanted to talk about it because I have no idea what you will say on this one. I'll guess. So, but for days now, almost an entire week, ReclineGate has been capturing the nation. And it all sparked from this woman that was on a plane and the guy behind her did not like that she reclined her seat. And he was on the last row and couldn't recline his seat. And then he started banging on her chair and she recorded it and blah, blah, blah. And then there are some people like the CEO of Delta. The CEO of Delta said that you should ask before reclining your seat.
What?
Yes. First of all, if airlines didn't want you to recline your seat, they shouldn't give you the option to recline them, I say.
Very good point. Very solid point. As simple as that.
It's as simple as that. Like, I'm not going to I will not ask permission to recline my seat. That's why that exists.
Yeah. Airlines are assholes. They know we need more room. They know that if they took out 2 to 3 rows of seats, everyone could fly comfortable, but they give us this economy plus where they give us the extra 2 to 3 inches. How about just give everybody 2 to 3 inches so we're not packed in there like sardines? They're money hungry. They're making plenty of money. All these airlines, they're making hand over fist money. They're just greedy, all of them. The CEO should pipe down and he should just go ahead and give people what they want. More goddamn legroom. It's terrible being on a flight. It drives me nuts.
I don't know if all of these airlines are making a lot of money. Are you sure?
Yeah, they're all making plenty of money. Trust me. Every flight is like $500 a seat. Do the math. They're making plenty of money.
I don't know what happened. Back in the, like, I am going to go to Vegas in April, and I was shocked that my round trip ticket to Vegas was $300-something.
Yeah. Used to be
$99. Yeah.
They've just jacked everything up. And for a while, they'll say, well, it's fuel prices. Well, what's your excuse now? Because those are down. Okay. Did the flight prices come down? No. Now, and they charge you for everything. If you bring a purse on now, I'm sorry, we're going to have to charge you for that. They charge you for everything. Charge you for blankets. All of that stuff used to be free. And they've just taken every sort of frill out of flying is gone, and they don't treat their customers well. And you're putting it on the customers. Now I got to take your plane, and now I got to ask the person if it's okay that I move back 3 inches because, you know, the person in front of me is now 4 inches away from my face. Fuck you. How about this? Move the seats up. It's all on the airlines. They're all assholes, all of them. They are. They're just assholes. They don't care about us.
Well, not all of them.
You know, okay, JetBlue does a pretty good job.
Virgin.
I think they do. You're right. Virgin does a pretty good job. Just give people more space. We're not cattle. A lot of people can't afford to fly, but they need to get to somewhere to go see their family, or they want to go on vacation once a year. Hey, how about this? Make it a little nicer for everybody. But they don't care because they're money-grubbing assholes. All the CEOs of these airlines, they should all be only allowed to fly in economy. So they will know what their customers are going through, but they won't. They're going to be in first class or on their private jet.
Definitely their private jet for
yeah,
sure.
They're not even flying commercial. People just suck.
Well, speaking of wacky news, Kourtney Kardashian, as we've talked about on the show, is going to be filming less on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And now, according to People magazine, very reputable, one of the many reasons she's happy to be filming less is because of her children. She, a source says, quote, as Kourtney and Scott's kids get older, especially Kourtney feels that public exposure is not really beneficial for the kids. So if you're Khloe and Kim Kardashian, and your sister, Kourtney, now no longer is going to be putting her kids on the show. Does that put pressure on you to not put your kids on the show? Does that make you a bad parent if you're putting your kids on the show, but your sister's not because she doesn't think it's good for the kids?
To each his own. I think a lot of people, you know, I have friends that question you putting your children on your social media constantly. A lot of people ask me about it. I say, that's his choice. He's the parent. It's each individual person's choice on how they want to raise their kids. And, I can't talk to that. I don't have kids. But I don't think you can stuff the genie back in the bottle. I think the Kardashians are already famous, okay, and household names. And whether they're on a show that four people are left watching or not, I don't think it matters. I would just take the money, but they don't need it and they don't have to do it. I don't think it makes any difference at all if they're on the show or not on the show. They're already household names.
Good point. But I wonder if now there's clearly a lot of tension between the sisters. I wonder if there's even more tension now. Oh, God. Speaking of dysfunctional families, there's even tension.
What? What? You're ugh-ing.
poor Meghan Markle. Like, she's got the worst family.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle's brother, or I should say half-brother, although normally I wouldn't even do that distinction. Like, if you were raised right, or if you have a good relationship with a sister or a brother, like a half brother is still your brother, you know? But yeah. I felt the need to say half brother in this instance because this guy feels sick to hear about Meghan Markle doing charity work when he's poor and had to move back in home with his mother at 53 years old.
What a loser. Picking on your sister just because she's got something going on. It's not up to her to raise you either. Just because she's got a couple of bucks, it's not on her to make sure that you're taken care of. Go take care of yourself. You got two legs and two arms and a brain. Get a job.
Yeah, well, it's so easy to just sell all these stories about her because they're getting paid.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's keep it moving. Okay. And more wacky news. It's an interesting time we're living in because some people might argue or say or propose that we really shouldn't flirt with anybody in a professional setting.
Right.
Jim Carrey got a lot of flack recently when he sat down for an interview with a British journalist and she asked him the following. I know your film Sonic has a bucket list. And I was wondering, after all you've done in your career and your life, is there anything still left on your bucket list? And Jim Carrey responded, just you. That's it. It's all done now.
Mm-hmm.
And then she responded, I don't know what to say to that.
She laughed, for the record. She laughed and said that.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything very... Like, I think he was flirting.
I don't.
You don't? No. He was just trying to be funny?
She asked a question that's dumb. If you read Jim Carrey is being creepy with so-and-so, and then you listen to it with those goggles on, and you see it that way, then that's how you're going to take it. Now, if I propose to you as an interviewer, somebody asks you a question that isn't really a question and says, what's your bucket list? And he says, just you, meaning just this interview.
Yeah.
And now we've done it. We're done here now. I don't have to do anything else in my career. He's actually like giving her like a nugget and a nice moment. And people have turned it around and made it creepy. It's not creepy at all. I don't see it that way. I don't hear it that way. He's done nothing that suggests it's that way. It's this cancel culture we live in and it's horseshit.
I, for the record, though, want to reemphasize, I definitely think he was flirting.
I don't.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because also there were people around. He was flirting and it was caught on camera. It's not like he was trying to be creepy or anything like that. And I don't know. I don't think he is Jim Carrey, but I don't know. He's a big star.
He's trying to come up with something interesting to say. He's trying to give her a moment. He's trying to sell his movie and himself and make her laugh at the same time. And God, people are just so ready to jump down everybody's neck online anymore. It's because people are bored with their own lives. He did nothing, absolutely nothing, I thought, that was out of line in that interview. Nothing.
Yeah. All right, on to some couples news. We spoke about Rihanna and ASAP Rocky earlier. On to back to the Kardashians for a second. At the moment, At least right now, Sophia, Richie, and Scott Disick have broken up.
Oh, no. Shit, I probably won't be able to sleep tonight.
However, according to People magazine, they break up and make up and break up and make up all the time. Sounds exhausting. Sounds draining.
It does. It really does.
But I don't think, for those of you that might be shipping a potential Scott Disick and Kourtney Kardashian reconciliation, I think she's still on the DL with that hot model boyfriend of hers, Younes Benjima. So I don't see that happening anytime soon. Also, if you guys were familiar with that story about Pamela Anderson marrying this guy for 12 days and then calling it quits on the relationship, the guy, 74-year-old film producer John Peters, says he felt used by Pamela Anderson.
You don't say.
Because he thinks that she used him to pay off her debts. He said, quote, "I dropped everything for Pam. She had almost $200,000 in bills and no way to pay it. So I paid it. And this is the thanks I get. There's no fool like an old fool."
He should know going in. And when you're that old and you're on death's doorstep and you get a chance to bang Pamela Anderson even once, it costs you $200,000. Congratulations. That's what I say to you. That's the price of doing business with Pam Anderson.
Although I now am just worried and concerned and perplexed that, God, Pamela Anderson must not be good with her money. If she's got $200,000 in bills that she can't pay, she probably didn't save a lot. Like, that's so many big celebrities, even on a smaller scale, me, not that I'm a big celebrity, in the years that you make a ton of money and the money is coming in fast and hot, you think you're always going to be making that much money. And then there comes a point when you're not making that much money. And for a lot of people, it's a hard adjustment to downsize and give this up or give that up. I even spoke about it on this podcast. You know, like last year I got rid of my personal trainer. Last year I got rid of my meal delivery, which were the only big splurges I would do for myself and were both health related. And that's how I kept justifying it for myself. These are things I'm doing for myself, for my future, for my well-being, blah, 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 blah.
And you know, the funny thing is you look better now. You're healthier than you were then.
I know. Well, now, because I feel like more pressure or I'm working out hard. I don't even know what it is, but yeah, it's crazy. So anyways, that gave me a little bit of anxiety, and poor guy, used and abused by Pamela Anderson.
He gets to go to the grave with Pamela Anderson on his roster. Poor dude. Whatever.
An update on Ariana Grande, though. I had mentioned on the podcast, I think 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or something like that, that she and that music producer guy were still together. Well, that didn't work out. She was just spotted with a new dude at, of all places, some random bar in the Deep Valley.
Yeah, it's out by me. It's like Northridge. It's like five from where I am.
Yeah. She was at this place called Bar Louie in Northridge, and she was making out with some random dude.
Mac Miller lived here, so I bet you that's a place where they used to go. Probably that they could go and hang out, because it's literally, if you just keep going down this hill, this main run through Reseda, to go through Reseda and up to Northridge, I bet you it's a spot where they used to hang, because that's a really, really random place to be. And there's a lot of studios out there. So I don't know. I bet you that was an old stomping ground of hers.
Let's end things with a few very positive stories, shall we? I found it very inspiring that Dwayne Wade publicly, not even just privately, but publicly, is being so supportive of his 12-year-old child who came out recently publicly because of Dwayne Wade as transgender. Dwayne reveals that his child, his 12-year-old, was born in the body of a man, but identifies as a woman, and how he and Gabrielle have taken it amongst themselves to be as educated as possible and learn as much as possible and being as supportive as they can to the two of them. So good on them. Also, congratulations to Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova. Although, I might be a little pissed about this.
Uh-oh. Why?
Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova just welcomed their third child.
Uh-huh.
But Enrique's brother is the one who blabbed and broke the news to the media.
Did he do it on purpose, or did he just post something on social media not thinking?
No, he talked about it. I think it was in a radio interview.
Really?
And he even said this hasn't been announced. Like, ay, ay, ay. He knew. I think he knew what he was doing was wrong, and he did it anyways.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Maybe it's just not that big of a deal. Enrique and Anna, maybe they weren't necessarily hiding it or trying to keep it. Just no one's reported on them because why would they? They're not really out there doing things. So maybe they didn't care that he just sort of said it like, yeah, we had another kid. Big deal. If that's how it's announced, that's how it's announced. Like, we don't care. Or do you think it was... there was money changing hands on that one?
I don't think there's money changing hands. I think, you know, when you come from a famous family where your dad's famous, your brother's famous, and you are relatively famous yourself.
Right. He's not famous. Come on.
Well, I think he's a singer, too. His brother's a singer.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Just not a very famous one. Right. At least not for American audiences. You know, everybody's just looking out for themselves or trying to get press for themselves. It's unfortunate. But they welcome the baby girl, and they also have twins. So congratulations to Anna and Enrique. And also just congratulations on making their relationship last as long as they have. And I think they've done that because they've been really good about being DL with their love, you know, keeping things real quiet. Also, congratulations to Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas. It has been announced that they are expecting their first child. So mazel. And that's that. Is there anything you want to talk about The Bachelor?
No.
You're over it.
I'm so over it. There is some good drama. I started off so hopeful with Pilot Pete.
That Victoria F. has been giving a lot of drama.
Yeah, that's the one that did the stupid, she did like a modeling shoot with some Black Lives Matter.
White Lives Matter.
White Lives, yeah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have got that wrong. White Lives Matter, but she said she didn't know and she's learning from it. And you know what? She's a young kid, so I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
She apologized again for that, though, so... But she's still sticking with that We Love Marlins story, though. She's adamant that it was We Love Marlins. All right, before we take some calls, just a reminder, our podcast is now on Spotify. If you enjoy it, check it out on Spotify as well as Apple Music or directly at PerezPodcast.com. All right, let's take some calls.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, guys, love the podcast. Wanted to call in really quickly to send out a PSA to everyone. Leave Meghan and Harry alone. Stop giving your fucking opinion about their relationship. It's irrelevant, okay?
I'm going to go on and tell everybody what I think. This is good. I got to listen to more of this.
All right. People talking about they're not wanted in Canada and, you know, their relationship's going to fail and Meghan looks so happy. Yeah, she is happy. She deserves to be happy, okay? They have a great relationship. And guess what? Guess what? That was his choice to come to the United States. So stop bothering them. Stop giving your opinion about them. Leave Meghan and Harry alone, okay, and move on with your life.
Should I handle this, or would you like to handle this? Or you just don't want to say anything anymore?
They're public figures. When public figures do things, the media should report on it, and everybody's entitled to their opinion on social media.
Right.
You should definitely be mindful how you express yourself, as always, you know.
I love that you're listening to a show about opinions, and yet you're pissed off when people have opinions. That's all I'll say to that call. I mean, this is what we do, okay? That's like the essence of this goddamn show. Two people with two different points of view giving our opinions. No one should have an opinion.
It goes back to, you know, it goes back to earlier in the week with Jamila Jamil. Some people just want everybody. And actually, here's another thing, not a confession, but I'm happy that I think a lot of over the last 4 years, I think I've grown a lot, even like from 37 to 41. I'm almost 40.
100%. I've been along the ride. You say a lot less interesting things.
I mean,
you used to say things that were completely outlandish, and now you don't do it so much. You're much more mindful. I'll just say that.
I even have a lot more compassion, understanding and respect for people that voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
Why do you got to bring Trump into this?
Because
who cares what people vote for?
Well, because I felt much differently about the people that voted for him a few years ago and negatively about those people. And now I don't. Like, I've evolved in my thinking and...
Well, good for you.
And understanding and all of that. And it's tied into this and that a lot of people like Jamila Jamil, and I'm not even going to say this caller, but maybe this caller, a lot of people want everybody to just agree with how they think about everything and how they think is the right way.
Right.
And that's not true. You know, every single freaking, even within individual families, people think differently about things within one family.
Mm-hmm.
Or a husband and wife or however it may be.
It doesn't reflect you who the president is even 1%. If you didn't vote for that person, somebody else did. Well, they've got their reasons for doing it. Doesn't make them bad people. It just means that they see the world differently. And there's probably a reason why they see it differently.
Absolutely. It could be the media.
Could be, right. The media could be geographical. There's a whole lot of different reasons. So you know what? You just say, cool. I'm glad you feel good about it. That's it, because it really doesn't matter. It doesn't.
All right.
Hi, guys. It's Kathy from Colorado. First, Feliz Día del Amor y la Amistad.
Aww.
Happy Valentine's Day. So I just wanted to comment on, Perez, your comment about Cindy Crawford's parenting. So I think that as a parent, I have two kids, and they're young, 8 and 3 years old, I am right now focusing on trying to provide my children with the best tools and trying to be the best parent that I can be with the tools that I have been provided.
This girl's going nowhere.
Oh, is there a question?
She's going to get to it.
When? Next month? Just ask your question. My God.
Hello, Booker and Perez. Booker and Perez. This is Alexandra from Anaheim. I'm a long-time listener and first-time caller. I was just calling to tell you, Booker, that you are like my ideal boyfriend. You're a gentleman, smart, outgoing when you need to, endearingly boring, and not too handsome, but not too ugly either. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, love you guys so much, and I wish you could make a podcast every day. Bye.
Did you hear that? I'm not too ugly either. I think that was a compliment. I'm not sure how to take that, but thank you. Sweet, I think.
Hi, Booker. Hi, Paris. This is Jordan calling from Toronto, Canada. First of all, your voicemail is so funny. First time caller, obviously. I just wanted to make a quick comment about your mini segment on the Gayle King and Kobe Bryant issue. I think what made people really upset was the fact that even after Lisa made a comment about, yeah, I don't know Kobe for all of the rumors, kind of like similar to what she said. And Gayle King kept pushing, saying, oh, okay, yeah, I understand that, but he's your friend, so you probably didn't see all of that. It's all about respecting. It's a hard time for people right now. Even I felt to that too, but it's all about respecting. She's never done that with Harvey Weinstein, never done that with another person. So when people get mad at that, it's because you don't have to keep pushing. If the lady gave you the answer she wants to give to you, don't keep pushing. Anyway, love your podcast. Both are thinking really hard. Love you, Perez. Bye.
Okay. Any thoughts to that?
No.
Yeah, that means he fell asleep during the call. He gets mad when I hang up on people, and yet he falls asleep during some of the really long calls.
I did not fall asleep.
You did too. Your attention is like a gnat, and it's very short, and I know you have no idea what she said. And he gets mad at me for hanging up on people that can't get to the point. It's true. It's fucking true.
I enjoyed every word of that.
Okay, what did she say then?
She said that some people are rude, is what she said.
That's what she said.
Is that not what she said? What did she say?
Yeah, see, exactly. 800-721-1185. We're just going to leave that right there. to my point, once again, please just ask your question when you call. That's all you got to do. Ask the question. We'll answer your question. Or you'll put Perez to sleep. All right, we'll do this again next week. I love you. I love you, Perez, and I love everybody else too. Thanks for listening.
And before we let you go, The Dish with Trish, hosted by Trisha Paytas, is a new podcast here at Podcast One, But she has had some amazing guests. Both Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star have stopped by to talk with Trisha about everything from relationships to gossip to feuds. Nothing is off the table when you dish with Trish. If you haven't had a chance to listen, you've got to catch up on this podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast apps so you can get new episodes every week.